is faithful. He is the original Semper Fi. He's always faithful. She told you a little bit there. It was just that, what we would call a happenstance meeting with an old friend who happened to say, "Do you know anybody who's looking for work?" "Well, yes, my husband. We just started a business." "Give him this number and call. They're looking. And I need you to understand something. When I first called and I told the job supervisor what I charged per hour, at that point, I was like, man, if they pay me this, I'm going to be just ecstatic. He said, "Art, you need to rethink your pay." I'm like, "Oh." He said, "You're too low." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "You're too low. You're not charging enough." Now, you need to understand it was his job to bring those jobs in under budget. And he's telling me, "I need to charge more." Here's how God worked that whole thing out for all those years. I'd go work on their jobs for several months. And as soon as I'd be done there, boom, I'd have another job pop up in the other realm. Work for a little while, and then I'd be just about to wrap up that job, and they'd call me. It was like clockwork. I told Angela, and I said, "This is amazing. I don't have to look for the jobs." Anybody who's ever been a contractor knows it doesn't work that way. You got to look for the jobs. You got to put ads. I put ads in the paper, what, 4 times? Got 4 jobs. But I didn't need to keep advertising all the time because God continued to bless because he was trying to teach us something. He was teaching us how to walk in faith. You don't know where your next paycheck's coming when you're self-employed. Anybody that's ever been self-employed will tell you, you just don't know. So I honestly hope and pray those of you who have a boss that you're a little more sympathetic in that realm because he's got to worry about paying you. He's got to make sure you've got work. Or she. But remember, God asks us to trust him. You may not always see the next step. There's one there. The devil's going to come and hit you, try to knock you off course. Many times, I was like, "God, is this really what, I mean, I know what my heart's desire. I always wanted to be my own boss." You know, that seems to be everybody's thing until you realize that instead of, you know, alarm clock waking you up to say you go to work, you are the boss. And you've got to get up and you've got to go to work. Or nobody makes any money. I'm here to tell you, folks, I'd do it all over again. That year was probably the roughest. Not necessarily in our married life. I mean, it was rough, period. It was the year Jesse was born, 2 weeks in ICU. She was in the hospital. I started the business, was working a full-time job, working my business, going to see them in the hospital. Oh, didn't mention that there were women at the factory that were circling. We'll just put it that way. It was a rough time. That's when I learned women can be just as bad as men. I've worked in some factories. I'm going to tell you right now, the women that I worked with were just as bad, if not worse. Because the things they got away with, we'd have been sued for sexual harassment. But we made it through that. And then God said, "You need to quit your job." "Well, there goes my health insurance. There goes this. There goes that." Up to that point, I was able to pay my bills. And we went nearly 2 months without making any money. Like she said, we had to call. But God is faithful because we were faithful. And you want to know one way that we knew that God would take care of us? When we sat down and we talked about it, we are tithers. We have a right to stand upon this and believe that God is going to do what he said he was going to do. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we never lacked. Ever lacked. Oh, it got skinny a few times. Sometimes it was us. I remember arguing with God. I said, God, you said you'd rebuke the devourer for my sake. He said, you're the one being the devourer. Yep. And I'm like, it was a quiet ride home. But I'm here to tell you, folks, God is faithful. He rebuked the devourer. Speaking of which, never once has he left us all alone. I've seen time and time again where it looks like, oh God, I'm the only one out here. Did he not say he'd never leave us nor forsake us? You know, sometimes we get out there and we cry, oh God, where are you at? Where are you at? He said, right here. I never went anywhere. You just need to look for me. But we're looking for God to come in a windstorm, right? A firestorm. A flood. God, come in. And yet there was a still, small voice. It says, I'm right here. Yeah. Anyhow, I don't know about you, but he's never once left me alone. Even when I was in rebellion, he didn't leave me. I was being told by religion that God wasn't with me. But he said he'd never leave me or forsake me. To forsake means to turn his back on me, and he never did it. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're feeling like that, you need to hit your face before God Almighty and repent. He didn't go anywhere. You did. And that's when I realized it was me, not God. Amen. Well, let's bless the tithe and offering, shall we? Oh, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you for this day. Now, Father, we present to you today our tithes and our offerings. Lord God, I bless them according to your word. Lord, Adam and Eve sinned by taking that which belonged to you. You told Israel that the whole country had sinned because they took what belonged to you. Father, we present the tithe, that which belongs to you, as holy. The seed we plant, our offering, Lord God, we call forth bountiful harvest, that we may tithe more, that we may bless more people. Father, that we may be an example to this world that is lost and dying. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated, and the super kids are dismissed. Thank you, sir. Whose glasses? Yeah. Is anybody missing a pair of glasses? They got a small head, so it's a kid. A really small head. Okay, well, if you know somebody's missing their eyeballs, there they are. You know, we're living in some very interesting times if you're paying attention to what's going on throughout the world and even in this country. I'm sure our founding fathers would look and say, I don't recognize this country. Political games are political games. They've been going on since the first election. But what we've got rising up in this country right now is more than just political games. If you're paying attention, we are now fully seeing the spirit of Antichrist rise up. Now, as soon as I say the word Antichrist, everybody starts picturing this guy walking around in a slick suit with demonic eyes and going to brand you with 666. Jesus himself said, the spirit of Antichrist is already here. We're living in a day and age in which right is wrong and wrong is right. We're being told that there are more than two sexes. I don't know how dumb you can be and still breathe oxygen. I understand that there are possibilities of birth defects. Okay, I'm not saying that there's not. But the spirit that is rising up in this world and saying, you know what? You should like girls. You're a girl. That goes against the very first command God ever gave man. Be fruitful and multiply. Two women cannot do that. Two men cannot do that. Doesn't happen. Not naturally. If we're paying attention to the politics of what's going on right now, abortion is a hot topic. Why anybody would vote for anybody that thinks it's okay to kill a baby is beyond me. And there are Christians, they call themselves Christians, I don't think they're Christ-like. Ergo, I don't think they're Christians. Who think it's okay to murder a baby. It was Jesus Christ himself who said, let the children, do not stop them from coming to me. He said, it would be better off for you to have a stone, a millstone tied around your neck and thrown into the lake than for you to harm one of these children. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is a penalty for that. And Jesus said, it would be better for that to happen. That ain't the penalty. I don't know about you, but I couldn't imagine drowning. I've gotten caught underwater and hated it. Let alone something worse than that. We're living in a world where I recently read yesterday where one of the presidential candidates asked an employee who had just announced they were pregnant, if she was going to kill it. I actually looked that one up. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He actually asked his employee if she was going to kill her baby. We're living in such an age where that doesn't shock people. Yeah, at least he used the right word, kill. The book of Enoch talks about a lot of things that people don't understand. There's a few things in there I don't fully understand. The only reason I even use the book of Enoch is because, well, let's be honest, my Bible used the book of Enoch. So there's some things I need to understand. There's some things I still don't understand. Measurement's one of them. And he talks about the giants and talks about how big they were. I'm like, oh, I don't know what an L is. Is it? I mean, honestly, I wasn't taught the metric system. You can think working on cars, it's the only way I know the metric system. My kids were taught metric system. They understand millimeters and centimeters and stuff. I understand millimeters because of a socket and a bolt. That's it. But one of the things that the angels did, the angels that were here on this earth were set to teach us. When they violated their role, and they began to intermingle with the daughters of men and create babies. They had crossed a line because they created something that should never have been. But when these guys, these angels, were found out and knew that God was going to bring judgment on them, they began teaching man a whole lot more. They began teaching about medicines, primarily how to stop birth. How to abort a baby. Women didn't want to lose their figures. Let's be honest. Your body's never the same after a baby, is it? No. Your hips do not go back to being what they were before. God made you to carry those babies. Men's hips don't do that. But a woman's hips will. You never go back. But they did not want to lose that figure. So they started aborting their babies. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, God will not hold us unaccountable as a country. We have taken a stand in prayer. We have taken a stand in our who we support, what we support. But the country that supports killing innocents will pay. These angels who had started perpetuating all this had to watch. See, these angels have been bound in chains. It's not all the demon, the angels that fell. It's these angels that did all this. God bound them in chains and held them. By the way, that place that where it says that he placed a rock over it is 3 miles outside Jerusalem. You want to know what the big deal about Jerusalem is? God set up his camp, kind of his angel with the sword that goes both ways. As long as I have a representation in Jerusalem, those angels will never be freed until judgment. But he made those angels sit back and watch as all those giants, and according to Enoch, they may have even crossed other lines into the animal kingdom. So if you're ever trying to figure out where did we get minotaurs and pans and what's the horse one? Centaurs, yes. There's a very possible realistic option. Well, I don't believe that, Pastor. How does an angel breed with man? That's in Genesis. We don't have to go too far for that. Well, I don't know. They can't do it. Obviously they did, Einstein. So get out of your religious box and start realizing there's more to the spiritual realm than we realize. But God made those chief angels sit back. He bound them and made them watch as their own children destroyed themselves. They fought each other. God turned them on each other and they killed each other. Why? God killed their offspring because they taught man to kill theirs. We're living in a time that is honestly scary. Oh, Lord, what about my children? You know, I don't worry about my children. I don't worry about my grandchildren. Because as long as they've got Jesus, God's on their side. Now, like I said, the Book of Enoch has a lot of stuff that a lot of people try to go off. It's a historical teaching. You need to understand that. Even the Book of Moses that is referenced in, I believe it's Jude, is a historical reference, not scripture. But we need to know the history, right? I mean, it's important to know history. I never understood why we needed to know history. Knowing that in the political realm, there's mudslinging from day one helps me today. I'm not getting upset with what the ads are saying. There's no perfect candidate. Let's be honest. You're never, ever going to have a perfect candidate. Everybody's always going to be upset. But what concerns me is when people want to get rid of God. That's the first thing. So if you're wondering what's wrong with socialism, here's what's wrong. You got to get rid of God. Government is now God in socialism. And with that, you're not allowed to worship God. You're not allowed to serve God. People are pulling on our heartstrings. Pay attention to the news patterns. I thought it was funny the other day. I saw something last night. It said, isn't it funny that everybody has forgotten about the fires in Australia now that they have been pinpointed to have been set by careless people? That it's not just the earth burning itself to death. They were set intentionally. Here's a little science thing, and Faye might back me up on this. I know I actually looked it up, and it is true. The oceans are rising because the polar caps are melting. Is it not true, Faye, that if you have a cup with water and ice in it, the water will not rise because the ice melts? Because it's already displaced it. Yeah, it is. The water has already displaced all that it's going to be. The ice is the same weight frozen. So it has already displaced what it's going to displace. The oceans are not rising because of that. Well, the earth changes on its own. We need to understand that. We didn't have big factories blowing out countless emissions back in the dark ages. But yet we went through a mini ice age. Thank you. The word was right there. A mini ice age back then. Growing times were shortened. That's why there was famine. We came back out of the earth is constantly doing this. And the earth will continue to do it for one reason. Because of the flood. When the flood broke up what God had put together, it disrupted everything. And it will not stop until this earth is destroyed and God creates a new heaven and a new earth. Turn your Bibles this morning to 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to read 1 through 6. It said, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. But this you know, the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God." Now, I want you to understand, this is not the same as what Muslims and Jehovah's Witnesses are saying. It doesn't just mean that he has come in the flesh. It means he has come in the flesh as the Son of God. Muslims and Jehovah's Witnesses both, or not Jehovah's Witness, yeah, I got the right ones. They both deny that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is a prophet to them. He came in the flesh. They admit he came in the flesh, but they deny that he is the Son of God. That's what that scripture is saying. Not, well, Jesus came. And people say, well, Jesus was never real. He never came. Seriously, then why is the system of dating based on him? Why is it we go back whatever 2,000 plus years now, and that's the point in which everything goes different? Yeah, it was B.C. and A.D. Now it's B.C.E. before Common Era and Common Era. People are trying to change that. Yeah, that's supposed to be the point in which Jesus was born, was the beginning of the Common Era. Yeah, they're making it generic. Just like being a man is generic. It doesn't matter. A woman doesn't matter. Your Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Every part. Listen, ladies, God, you were not an afterthought. I want to say this today. You were not an afterthought in God's mind. Well, I mean, God just needed to make me because man needed a plaything. No. He always had you in his mind. You were always to be made. He wanted man to do his job. Amen. Amen. Thank you. That's why I tell you, ladies, if your man does not have a job, don't marry him. That's a little tough. And I get it. Today, a lot of times it takes two people work. Oh, by the way, it always has. This mentality is only about 50 years old. The woman stays at home. Then Proverbs 31 is a joke. Ladies, how many of you have read Proverbs 31? What does that sound like to you? Does that sound like the woman knows business? That she knows how to make things? She knows how to do the exchange? She knows how to do everything her husband does. Yes. It's two incomes. Yeah, so what? They got to go. We aren't in the same economic world that we used to be 100 years ago. Let's just face that. 100 years ago, there were still a lot of small mom and pop farms. People could still make it. Today, it's fighting to keep an existent in the farming world. If you don't have 20,000 acres, I mean, come on, you got to buy a $500,000 tractor, $500,000 combine. That don't buy the $15,000 tires on the combine when, if you run over something. $2,000 tires on the tractor. Yeah, or the seed to plant. There's so much expense in it. But some people have different jobs. You work in a factory. You work in a factory. You teach school. You know, even self-employed, yeah, now my wife and I basically share the same kind of job. But before, she didn't go on to jobs. She went on one job to help me finish painting. And that was it. But she didn't show up there to throw me shingles and stuff. I broke Joshua in on that when he got big enough to pick up chunks of wood. I said, I will pay you to come pick up stuff. I found out he was driving Grandpa's truck in the field. I said, well, shoot, you can drive my truck. I'll stand on top of the ladder rack with a board, and I'll hang up this fascia board, and you drive. It takes a lot of faith to ask a six-year-old to do that. Touchy brakes. But he did good. We got the job done. Yeah, I got out alive. But you see, that part's being lost today. Well, kids shouldn't be made to work. That's why we've got kids today who don't know how to work. Yeah. Fathers, spend time with your sons. Teach them how to do things. I told Justin the other day, I made him work with me in the shop. And I said, I'm going to make you do this. By the way, today is called Mulligan Stew, if you don't know. It's whatever. I have no notes. And I said, I'm going to make you learn how to do this, because they don't teach shop in class in school anymore. That breaks my heart. They don't teach home ec. That was an easy grade. Well, I won't say an easy grade. I burned my croissants. My t-shirt had a funny sleeve. I had one sleeve on right, and the neck was okay. But that one sleeve, I could put my leg through it. And the scary part was the home ec teacher that I had in high school, who had been in my high school the whole time, also came to Mount Gilead, and my boys had her. I didn't realize we had had her at such a young age. It's like, man, all those teachers just seem to be so old. Come to find out they were only in their mid-20s, mid to late 20s. But they seemed old. But you see, I started teaching my boys, and I told Justin, I said, listen, you're going to have to understand this. This is in your blood. I don't care how much you don't want to do it. It's in your blood. You're going to get out in about 10 years, you're going to say, I want to build something and not know how to do it. I said, both sides of my family, they were woodworkers. And Justin says, yeah, it's even in our name. Well, yeah, there you go. But no matter what, it's in. There are things that are going to get handed down. They've got to get handed down. Right now, today, a lot of people are telling their kids, don't go to college. We don't have anybody for the trades. We got to have welders. We got to have mechanics. We got to have builders. You can't just keep shipping that stuff from overseas. You've got to start teaching. But you see, that's what happens. That is how America has been deprogrammed to think that we got to be like Europe. You don't want to be like Europe, folks. How many other people? Has there anybody else been to Europe? I'm the only one that's been to Europe. Okay. They don't have big trees. They've all been blown up or cut down to rebuild every time there's a war. Very few forests have big trees. When I was in Ukraine, I traveled 16 hours on the train from Kiev to Armansk, which is in the Crimea region, which is now in Russian control. The biggest tree I saw was this big around. And then I come back to the United States, and we've got trees this big around. We don't want to be like Europe. I don't want anything Europe's got. I think there's some beautiful country. One of these days, God willing, should I get the chance before Jesus returns, I'm going to Italy. I think Italy's beautiful. But just because I want to go to the Ferrari plant, just so you know, I got ulterior motives. And I like lasagna and spaghetti and such. But anyhow, getting back, he said, let no one deceive you. Question is, did I finish? Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the spirit is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. This is in the times of John. He's saying the Antichrist is already here. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Had somebody pose a question to me. How do you know how to pray for certain things? And I said, well, first off, in me, you have to know God. Is it God's will to heal? Absolutely. Not everybody does get healed. It never manifests. They're healed. It never doesn't totally manifest. Why? I don't know. God didn't put me here to question why. And a little saying, mine is not to question why, mine is to do or die. I believe that comes from the Charge of the Light Brigade. Marines just adopted it. Is it God's will for everyone to be saved? Absolutely. Is everybody going to get saved? Not necessarily. It's their choice. We're learning about the Spirit of Truth. I know how to pray for people, one, because I have the Holy Spirit in me. That's why the Holy Spirit is important to have in your life, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, I don't pray in tongues. I'm not going to get bent out of shape over the doctrine of tongues. I'm done with that. I wish you did. Paul said he wished he did. But being filled with the Holy Spirit is nonetheless just as powerful, because he reveals, that's what his job is to reveal to us things that are hidden. So when I pray for somebody and the Holy Spirit speaks into my spirit and says, boom, this, pray this, I pray that. There was a time I just prayed to be healed, but then God started showing me things. And when I pray for somebody, he starts showing me organs and things in their body. And then there's been times he showed me things and I prayed to him and people said, how did you know about that? Because the Holy Spirit just revealed it. But when you know God, you have to know him beyond just a, well, hey, you know, I know Tom Whiston. I don't really know Tom Whiston. I know him in the sense that we've talked. We're not buds. I don't know his deepest, darkest secrets. I need to know God. I need to know his deepest, brightest secrets. I need to know his will. His will is for all people to be saved. So I can pray for them. And I can pray that the Lord of the harvest sends the workers. It is God's will that people be healed. I will not stop praying for people. I don't care if they do pass away. If they know Jesus Christ and they understand, hey, this earth is temporary, I'll see you on the other side. And I'm going to tell you right now, if they are very old, I'm going to pray for comfort. Because when I'm very old, you know, like in my 90s, I'll consider that old for my family. Most of them are gone before they're 70. Let me go. Pray for comfort. I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to start singing the third verse of the Marines hymn. If the Army and the Navy ever look on heaven's scene, they will find the streets are guarded by United States Marines. I'm going to just change duty stations. Well, I don't want to die. What are you afraid of? I'm not saying I'm looking forward to it. Man, I want to watch my great-grandchildren come around. None of my grandfathers ever got to do that. They didn't get to see all their grandchildren. Be ye not deceived. Why is John telling believers not to be deceived? Well, it's false teachers. It's people like David Koresh and Jim Jones going around deceiving people. Listen, if you are dumb enough to fall for that to begin with, you willingly did it. Okay? Let's be honest. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything for you. If somebody says, let's go to Ghana and create a whole new community in the jungle, my question is, did your elevator stop? Oh, let's go out in the desert of Texas, and all you guys, I will give you machine guns if you give me your wives. If I were you and your husband did that, take one of the machine guns. Get you a ball bat. Get you a frying pan, a rolling pin. I don't care. Your husband does not love you that much. I'm out of ammo. Now what? By the way, I can never go kiss my wife again because I gave her up. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I wouldn't have to worry about it. I'm in a hole somewhere. He's talking about political people, leaders. The Antichrist is not just here for the church. The Antichrist is here for the world government. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Whose? The Messiah, the real Christ. He's here for world domination. He's not here just to lead little churches astray. He's here to take all of mankind to hell. And he will do it convincingly with flattering words. Why do you think it is primarily a young generation right now that sees people like Bernie Sanders? Oh, he's great. He's going to forgive my college debt. Where exactly is that college debt going? You're going to pay the taxes for it. Oh, by the way, you ain't got a job. Here, let's keep it up. The baby boomer generation, they're all retiring. My generation isn't far from it. And, wait a minute. The money's not there. There's not enough money to pay off all these debts. What are you going to give up? Your freedoms. You are going to have to give up your freedoms. Your First Amendment. Your freedom of speech, freedom of the press, your freedom to worship God. Our founding fathers put that first for a reason. I said this last week. They wanted you to approach it peacefully first. I would rather shed gallons of sweat in peacetime than gallons of blood in a war. All these people, that's why I don't want anything to do with militia groups. Most of them are, woo! Most of them are brought up by guys who have never taken that vow. I'll fight to the death. You can have my guns and you can pry it from my cold dead fingers. Oh, that's nice and convenient of you. You never served. I didn't have to. We've had a volunteer army for a long time. You could have always served. truth of the matter is, these are the kinds of guys that will turn tail and run in a first battle. And our founding fathers knew that. They wanted people to approach it peacefully. We tried peace with King George. We sent people over, hey, petitions, stop this. Finally, it was not to be. So on July 4th, 1776, they signed a piece of paper that said, in the words of Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it anymore. I don't want to have to go to war for freedoms I already have. I would rather we stand up. I would rather, first off, this is why we have freedom of religion, why we can worship God as we see fit. We can pray. That's why some of those founding fathers said, we need to secure that. People who pray do things. They get things done. All I can do is pray, brother. You need to get out. You need to get on that picket line. You need to go demonstrate. Why? I don't trust you. The whole thing that happened in Virginia with everybody, I mean, yeah, it was peaceful. 20,000 people showed up looking like nut jobs in my book. They did it peacefully, thank God. But here's what I'm here to tell you. Anybody that has been in the military knows what I'm talking about. When you get a bunch of people with weapons, stupid things happen. I don't care. Stupid things happen. There's always that one guy. Like I said, most of these guys have never developed the discipline not to. Some of them are prior service, but a lot of them are just waiting. Oh, I'm going to get old Johnny Rib. We're going to get him. Besides that, when you get groups like that together, it's kind of like herding cats. Who's in charge? The cats. We're living in a day and age in which the political realm is telling us your rights. Well, you Christians, I believe it was Hillary Clinton said, Christians should be less rigid. Hello? Just because I don't want my grandbabies killed. And just because I think there should be responsibility. I heard something the other day on a show, and I kind of shy away because I'm like, you know what, the abortion issue is touchy, and I do get, you can ask my wife, I can get wound up, and I'm ready to go. Exactly. But this one thing was about abortion. And the one detective said, I'm pro birth control, not abortion. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we've done ourselves a disfavor. Now, I'm not saying that if you're single, you don't need to be having sex. Let's just be honest. By the way, sex creates babies if y'all ain't figured that out where they come from. It ain't the water. Remain pure. Well, I've always heard married sex lives are just so awful. Let's see. We remain pure and it's been nearly 30 years and it's pretty good. It's good, it's good, it's good. The world wants you to think it's okay to kill a baby. Oh, well, you know, we had unprotected sex and now I've got a baby and, you know, I don't even know the guy's name. Well, there's part of the problem with today. Bed jumping. What other critters are you dragging along? STDs, bugs. Literally, bugs. We're living in a world where that stuff is okay, but abstinence and purity is wrong. People make fun of people that teach abstinence. I'm not going to lie. I know it's difficult. That's why God sent me to Japan, folks. Not going to lie. It's a long way away. The spirit of Antichrist is creeping into the church. The church is changing to match the world. Well, gay or not gay, it doesn't matter. God loves us all. Yes, God loves us all. And yes, that does matter. Or he would have never said, you don't let a man who lays down with a man as with a woman, you don't let him live. There was one other thing, and I'm telling you, I've been telling you, and it's on its way up, and it's climbing. God also dealt with bestiality. They killed the animal too. There's a reason he did it. A reason he said it. We're losing the ground because we want to be liked. Here's my stand. I would rather be approved by God than liked by the world. Yeah, it's okay. You can judge me. You 12 over there in the corner, you can judge me all you want. I stand before the one who's going to judge us all. And it's not because I'm rigid in law. It's because I understand what abortion does. Abortion hits people a lot harder than they let on. I actually know some people who've had abortions. And it breaks their heart. When we can say it's okay to kill. Listen, I got three more scriptures talking about the Antichrist, talking about not being deceived, things that are going to happen. It's because in Matthew it says because lawlessness abounds, not legalism. We don't love by law. We don't no longer live by the law of love. We don't beat on each other because we don't want to. Nearly 30 years of marriage, there's been a couple times. Hey, maybe a little stress relief. We just put on the boxing gloves and get in the ring and we go. We don't hit each other because we love each other. You following me?
Respect.
Honor. Exactly. That's all part of love. Absolutely. We do it out of love. We haven't always agreed in 30 years. Not by a long shot. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you and your spouse are agreeing on everything, one of you is lying. Or one of you is a bully. And I don't like bullies. Having been bullied, I can tell you right now, it's not fun. But what we need to understand is, that's not God either. God said, you have the choice to serve me. You have the choice to follow me. I tell you how to do it. I've told my boys over the years, I'm not telling you, I'm not being just a jerk. I know right now you think I'm a jerk. I'm not just being it just because I can. I'm being it because I love you. The world does not love you. The world would just as soon throw you away. Well, we don't want to put people to death at the death penalty. You know what? Neither do I. I really don't. Especially the more the revelation I get that once I've sent them in there and they've killed them, it's over. That's one less person who can accept Jesus. Do I want to get rid of the death penalty? As long as it can deter people, absolutely not. Like you just said, well, I'd rather see the speed limit go away. But it's there because of love. That's why it's there. We have speed limits in front of schools for a reason. 20 miles an hour. I don't like that. I don't care what you like. It's my kids, my grandkids. You let me catch you driving 55 through there. You'll pray that the state trooper gives you a $500 ticket. I keep a chain in the back of my truck. Well, it sounds like you're awful violent. Hurt one of my kids, you'll find out. That's all I got to say. And if you're a parent who doesn't feel that way, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you. I love my children just the way God loves us. And you need to understand something. Every time the devil comes against you, every time the devil throws something at you, every time the devil brings lies against you, God's like, you just wait. Right now, I'm sitting still and I'm calm. But when I get up off of this throne, my right foot is going up the side of your head. People, I always love that shirt or thing always says, every knee will bow, and it shows the devil on his knees bowing. God didn't say I'm going to push him down. God may just kick the devil up the side of the head. I don't know. I always just figured when God stands up, everybody falls down. Now, there's going to be a few people that are going to have stiff knees. There's always a rebel. I mean, come on, he did it once. Why wouldn't he try it again? I'm going to read these scriptures. I may not go into them too far. Matthew 24, starting verse 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Again, not just spiritual leaders. There are people running amok. Well, I'm a Christian. I like to know that politicians serve God and are serving God. I do. I really do. I want to know more about other issues, too. The Second Amendment is not the only issue in my book. What about the First? What are you doing? See, the IRS right now is trying to take that away. Well, you can't talk about this. Why not? God did. Well, if you talk about that, we're going to take away your tax exemption. You didn't give it to me. God did. There's a part in the, I believe it's in the Declaration. People don't want to read it. I've read it, and I know exactly what it means. That when it comes when a government no longer is doing what it's supposed to do, that it is now not only the right, but what the people should do is to take it back. Pray. Let's take our government back. Do I have the right document? Did I? Okay. I've tried to read that, and I've got the copies that have S's that look like F's. That just drives me nuts. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's time we take our government back. We hit our knees. We pray. We believe. I fast forward every political. I don't care. One way or the other, if I'm voting for him or not, I don't want to hear it. I want to know what God says. Because here's the thing. Every politician will lie. I don't care who they are. I've already caught one in one. Why? Well, I got to reach out to the whole group. Well, I'll tell you what. Perverting the truth is not the way to do it. Okay. 2 Thessalonians. Did I mark that one? Please tell me I did. It's up behind me, isn't it? Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you that by any means. I want you to, that's the third point. Third time the Bible, at least one and that I'm pointing out today, tells us not to be deceived. Well, I got deceived. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Do you pray? If you pray and you ask God for wisdom, will he not give it? Yes, he will. The day come, unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Falling away is not just the church. We're seeing a lot of the church fall away right now. They're embracing sin. There are people within the church who think it's okay for homosexuality, for sex outside of marriage, for abortions. They're good with it. I watched, like I said, I've had some opportunity to watch Law and Order. And I watched one in which a man, he killed another guy. It's unjustifiable. But he killed him because the man had knocked up his daughter and she was going to abort his grandchild. And he was heartbroken. He said, "That's my grandchild." So he killed the guy because that's what the guy wanted. He didn't want to provide for it. I'm not going to say it's unjustifiable. The ends does not justify the means. And the man of sin has revealed the son of perdition. Look, you know what we're seeing today? We're seeing sin rise up. We have homosexual presidential candidates. We have presidential candidates that think it's okay to kill. We have presidential candidates that think it's okay for you to work your butt off and to take what you got and give it to people who are lazy. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. Is that not what we've got going on right now in our political climate? Is that not what's already going on in England and in France and in Italy and in Germany, all of Europe and Asia? So that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still there with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Let me explain that to you. God himself is restraining the son of perdition from overtaking. Until he who restrains is taken out of the way. Look at your neighbor. You are he. You're the one who has to be taken out of the way. As long as we are here, the spirit of Antichrist cannot rule unopposed. But God forbid when we leave. The rapture is real. Don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to. The Son of Man had to be fully revealed throughout the world at all at one time. Do you understand? Now is the only time in human history that something can happen and we know about it within minutes. Now is that only time. Serving in the military, it baffled my mind of how we could not, how in World War II, communication got cut off. They had walkie-talkies. The walkie-talkies we use here in the church are better than the ones they used then. Anybody that's got a smartphone, you got more technology in your smartphone than what it took to send this rocket to the moon the first time. I saw a 5 gigabyte computer picture of one the other day. It was huge. And the guy said he's got all these lights and things on it. And I'm like, I think my smartphone's got more capabilities than that. I think it's 16 gigabytes. For the mystery, next. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy the brightness of it, with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. There's what you got to watch out for, folks. That's why he says for us not to be deceived. If we are deceived, it's because we're looking at signs and wonders. I've told you before, don't get moved just because somebody made feathers fall out of the ceiling. People that get so moved, oh, there's a move of God going on. People are rolling on the floor. It don't mean jack squat. Love is what means everything. One of the great moves, from what I've been told and never went to it, not too long ago, was fueled by the love of money. Every preacher that preached at it became a millionaire. They had an ATM machine in the foyer that was serviced daily. It was not about the move of God. It was about money. When money becomes why we do something, we've already lost it. Well, Pastor, you get paid. Yeah, and so do you. You go to your job, I go to my job. Well, I think I'd rather have your job. There's days I'd like to give you my job. I'm not going to lie. There's days it's a lot like being a coach. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing this? My team, let me coach it. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's why people are, it seems like they're on board. They're so gung-ho about socialism, about Islam. They're on board with this. They are so thrilled. You know, I don't know about y'all. I mean, it was still the Cold War when I was in school. And we did not look upon socialism and communism very favorably. You don't have freedom. Listen, I was in Ukraine. They were supposedly free of communism, but they really weren't. They had been in communism so long, they didn't know how to operate in freedom. That's part of the reason why Crimea fell so quick. They expected everybody else to come over. They'd been run over so many times. They'd been forced. So many things are still going to happen. We will see many of these things happen. I'll end with this. This morning I was talking with Angela. And I said, I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, God, there's something in Revelation. Well, you really, I believe it's 18:13. He said, and this is wisdom, that he who has wisdom calculate the number of the beast. It is a man's number. His number is 666. Now, I've been trying to figure out a mathematical equation. Now, y'all know about my love of math. It has been torture. Sitting there talking to her this morning, it hit me. God showed me why I can't figure it out, why nobody has figured it out. They say they figured it out. Well, it's Caesar Augustus. Hello. He'd been dead a few years, and he's not returning. Because it says, he who has wisdom, not knowledge. Mathematical equations are knowledge. Wisdom is seeing the things that are not seen. The earth. Proverbs tells us that God inhabited wisdom in the beginning. He built the earth with wisdom. Yeah, there's mathematical equations in there. We can figure that stuff out, but we still can't figure out how he got something out of nothing. That's the only part we can't get. How did something come out of nothing? That's wisdom. The mark, the number of the beast, what we call the mark of the beast, the man can only be revealed beforehand by wisdom. And if it couldn't be revealed beforehand, he wouldn't have told us. And Angela and I sat down and talked. I said, listen, I said, we're all jumping up and down. We're looking for this one particular person who's going to rise up out of a country, who's going to do this, he's going to do that. I said, for all I know, he may come from the evangelical realm. Yeah, there is, even the many believers in the Catholic Church believe that there's going to be a defective pontiff. He will be the false prophet. They even believe that.